We had learned yesterday that Rabbi Elazar learns from the pasuk Kol Machmetzes Lo Yisaychelu that the kol is Marbe Chometz Dogen Goma Yedei Taruvis. From the kol, the Gemara asked, it says Ki Kol Oichel Chometz V'Nichaso, Ki Kol Oichel Machmetzes V'Nichaso. Let us be Marbe from the kol that there's Koris also on Kazayis Dogen. Chometz Dogen Goma Yedei Taruvis. So the Gemara answered that the kol is marbe noshim. I would have a habamina that noshim are potter me'achilas chometz, since they're potter from the mitzvah of achilas matzah. So that's why you need the kol to be marbe that noshim are mitzuvin the iser of chometz, me'mel the mitzuvin the mitzvah of matzah out the hekish. Then the Gemara had asked, how did Rabbi Elazar know that from kol you're marbe noshim and you're not marbe taruvis chometz? Let us say that we're marbe taruvis chometz from the kol. There should be koris. So the Gemara said, mistavre koi ba'oichlin marbe oichlin. That koi ba'oichlin marbe necholim. That means there's a difference. Kol machmetzes lo yisaychelu. So that kol is going on the dvorim hanecholim. So then we're marbe other dvorim hanecholim. That's taruvis chometz. Ki kol oichel chometz v'nichrasa. So we're speaking about oichlin. So it's mistaver that the kol is marbe another oichel. An oichel, I would think, is potter, an isha. So it's kamash melon that... Kamash Malon, that she's chayiv koris. Koi ba'oichlin, we're not marbe necholim. Maskif lo Rav Nosson avua de Rav Huna. V'chol heiche de koi ba'oichlin loy marbe necholim. Is there such a yesod that where the ribui is by the oichlin, we're not marbe dvorim hanecholim? V'sanye, we learned in the Barais as follows. Ki kol oichel chaylev min abahema asher yakrib l'ashem. The pasuk is speaking about a person would eat chaylev of a kolben, ki kol oichel chaylev asher yakriv. A kolben that's oimed lakrove. Ainli elo chaylev tamimim sheroi lekore. So shteito, the pasuk is speaking about a person ate chaylev of a kolben that's oimed lakrove. Chaylev balei mumin minayin. How do you know? He was Magdash Abayim and became a Balmum. How do you know there's also an Issa on that Chaylev? Tamad Loima Min HaBayim. Could have said, Ki Kol Oichel Chaylev Asher Yakriv. It says Min HaBayim, so that's Marba Afila Bayim, that's not Roy Lakrov. It's a Balmum. Chaylev Chulin Minayim. Tamad Loima Ki Kol. So now we learn three limudim. We learn that, that the same halach is applicable by chaylev mukdoshim, chaylev balei mumin, and chaylev chulin. Now the third limud we learn out from the kol oichel. Now this already is a ribui by the oichlin, and we're marbe necholim, we're marbe behemes chulin. V'hochid dekoi ba'oichlin v'kol marbe necholim. And with the Gemara, osom deleka oichlin marbe necholim. Over there, there's no oichlim to be marbe. Who should you be marbe? There's no havamin and isha should be potter. Because who shve ishul ishul chalonshim shabbatoire. So there we have a ribui. So if it can't go on oichlim, so memele, so then we're marbe necholim. Hoche, the mashal says that we take the coal and we put it. It's kilo. It says ki oichel kol chaylev. We take the kol and we put it after the oichel. So it's mal ben cholim ki oichel kol chaylev. Afilu chaylev of chulin. That's if you don't have an eitzah. Hosam deleka oichlim mal ben cholim. Hocha deika oichlim. But by us, by chometz, we could be mal ben oichlim. Lo shaviklu lo oichlim or mal ben cholim. So therefore here Rabbi Elazar holds that we are marbe oichlin, since we could be marbe oichlin. Zot Rashi. Asha Yakriv Mashme Kotchim Sheyil Tmimim. So that's speaking about a chaylev of kotchim that's roi lakove. Hosom the lekel ribuye oichlem. Donoshim idrav yudin nafke. Ishve ekosav isha li isha lchalonshim shebetoyre. She don't have to be marbe more oichlem. Hoche the ikel ribuye oichlem. Donoshim ve isha chomets. So nafke lom idrav yudin. Kida moron lael. Is loishavik oichlem u marbe nechol. So now we explain Shitas Rabbi Elazar. How Rabbi Elazar knows that chometz, taruv is chometz, there's a lav, kol machmetz is lo yisei chelu, but there's no kores because the kikoloichel is going on noshim. Zog the Gemara weiter, the rabbonon the leslu erev, the rabbonon that hold that there's no malkis on taruvis, kol leidoshi, they don't darshan kol. So Mamela without a drosha, so we not marbe chometz ayidei tarubis. Frag the Gemara, if they don't darshan kol elo noshim minolu, so how do they know the second aloche that noshim ametzuvin chometz? If they don't darshan kol, so they shouldn't darshan ki kol oichol machmetzes. And with the Gemara, kol loy doshi, ki kol doshi. So the kol that says by the lav kol eichel machmetzes kol machmetzes lo yisei chelu. So that kol doesn't say a key over there. So they're not marb anything. Ki kol eichel chometz v'nichrisa. So then it says there it says ki kol they darshin and memele they're the marb noshim b'chometz. Achilas Chometz. Frag the Gemara, so now we just came to a new Nekude. But afilu, you don't darshan kol, you darshan ki kol. Frag the Gemara, bezoi, so let's go back to our previous kasha. The Rabbeloza aima kol le rabbi says hanoshim. Let us darshan from the kol noshim. In ki kol, le rabbi says eruba. In the ki kol, be marba tarubis chometz, that is chorus by tarubis chometz. V'chi teime ki kol Rabbi Elazar loy dorish. I maybe you'll tell me that Rabbi Elazar does not darshan ki kol. Rabbonon hold is a you darshan ki kol. Rabbi Elazar holds only darshan kol. There's no new drosha of ki kol. So the Gemara says it's not true. For Sanya we learned in the Baraisa ki kol sa'oyer v'chol davash loy saktiru. Zog the Baraisa zoi sa'oyer bal taktiru. You're not allowed to be maktir soyer. Ainli elo kuloi. I only know you're not allowed to be maktir a complete koimitz. Miktsosoi minayin. How do you know if he's maktir a half a koimitz? Talmud loy mekol. Ki chol soyer. That half a koimitz of soyer, it's also to be maktir. Eiruvay minayim, how do you know if the soyer is me'urev with matzah, that you're also not allowed to be makter? Talmud loyma kiko. We'll explain soon what the chiddush is of the half of kaimitz is, what we're speaking about. But al kaponim, before we get into explaining, the proti is what the baraisa is saying, but we see from the baraisa as follows. That there's a tane that makes two droshes. From kol he darshens miktsosoi, and from kikol he darshens eruvoi. So the Gemara, man shamet le the dorish kol. Who is the tane that darshen kol? Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar was the one that darshen kol. The kodorish kikol. And you see that he also darshens kikol. So now we're back to Akashe. Rabbi Elazar darshens kol, so in the pasuk of ki kol oichol chometz v'nichrisom, so lechayre from the kol he should be marbe noshim, and with the ki kol he should be marbe taruvis chometz v'lischay v'koros. So back to the kashe, the gemara kashe, haka kashe. We don't know a teretz on this kashe. Zot Rashi. Upochinen the rabbonon the pligia the rabbelezer be'erev the chometz. The Rabbonon who are choylik on Rabbi Elazar, they don't darshan from kol machmetzes lo yisecheilu, the kol is mal betarubis. Kiven the leslehu lav be'erit, since they hold there is no lav by taruvis chometz, pshite kol dersiv gabi azore the kol machmetzes lo yidorshu. So we see that they don't darshan the kol. So therefore there is no lav. So they don't darshan the kol by koris. So how do they know that noshim achayiv koris? And for the Gemara, kol the gabe azore, the loiksiv ki bahadei. By the azore, it only says kol without a ki. Loi darshin el ribuye necholim de erev. So we're not marbe taruvis. Aber Gabi Koris de Oichlin, but Gabi Koris, there the call is Mab Oichlin, Ksiv, Kikol Oichl, Darshinele, Kikol Vidarsh. Umakshin in the Rabbeleza, Eimer call the Koris, Ribuye Noshim, Kikol the Koris, Ribuye, Vnamile Koris. The Kivin de Leke, Su Oichlin, Ribuye, since I don't have any more Oichlin to be Marbe, Mabine Benecholim, Kidamor and Gabi Chayle. So let us say that you chayev koris on taruvis chometz. The Gemara says, how do you know that Rabbi Elazar darshens kikol? Ein li elo kuloi. Bizman shekol ha-hekter minasoyer, then you chayev. Miktsosoi chatzi zayi she'enei hekter sholem. Now, to understand this Rashi, we'll see more clear in Tosfos, but there's a machlokes in the Gemara in Menaches, if ein koimitz poches mishnei zeisim, or if there is a koimitz that is poches mishnei zeisim. That means as follows. Rava holds ein koimitz poches mishnei zeisim. That means there is a normal koimitz is at least two zeisim. So the pasuk is speaking about haktoras hachaimitz. So the pasuk says soir lo isaktiru. So that means he was maktir a koimitz of soir. Now I have a ribui kol soir lo isaktiru. So the kol is malbe a half a koimitz. No, half a koimitz is a kezayis. Now we have to know in hilchis haktore. Not only by Menaches, by all dini haktore, ein haktore poches mikizayis. The Sfas Emes says in a note, because we're makish achilas mizbeach lachilas odom. And just like achilas odom ein achila poches mikizayis, achila mizbeach is also ein achila poches mikizayis. So ein haktore, never this haktore is poches mikizayis. So memele, according to Rove, Ein koimitz poches mishnei zeisim. So the without a ribui, I know that you are makter two zeisim. That's seir lo isaktiru. Now I have kol seir lo isaktiru. The kol is marba a half a koimitz, which means at least a kezayis. So we're saying that if he was makter half a koimitz a kezayis, which we know there is dinei haktore an a kezayis b'chol ha-terekula, is also lo isaktiru. That is shitas rove. Rashi does not bring down Shitas Rove. Rashi brings down Shitas Abaya. Abaya holds, Yesh koimitz poches mishnei zeisim. There is a koimitz that's less than two zeisim. So Tosfos seems to say over here that means you can have a koimitz that's a fill of one zeis. So if the Pasuk says, Soir lois aktiru, it means you're not allowed to be makter a zeis of soir, because you can have a minimum of a zeis. A koimitz could be a zeis. Now it says kol soer lo isaktiru, so we learn a half a zayis. So according to Abai, and Rashi saying pshat in this rosh according to Abai. So according to Abai, Miktsose is telling us a chiddush that is an iser haktora on a half a zayis, even though b'chol ha-teira kule ain haktora poches mikizayis. So let us see Rashi. Miktsose chatzi zayis she'einoi hekter sholem dein haktora pchusa mikizayis. Af al pikein, you are chayiv, if you were makter, a half a zayis of soil. A rubai minay, now what is the second ribui? Kshe'enoi bo'en, elam mo'urev, ונבלל אין מנחה היגנה של מצס לאחר שפיצון דעיני בן. That means he had made flour, he had ground matzahs, and he's making a ktore from the flour. He's making a koimetz from the flour, and in this flour there's ma'urav, a little soil. So now we have here a new chiddush. There's a chiddush l'chayre. We should say that the soil should become bottled to the matzah. It's ma'urav. It's ein niker, ein be'en. So Mamela, so this is the drosh of Rabbi Lezer that we're marbe a koimetz, a chatzi zayis, and tarubis. So we see al kaponim, and who is the tana of this baraisim? Mistama Rabbi Lezer, darshan's kol, ni darshan's kikol. So we're back to the kasha, so let us darshan from kikol oichol chometz v'nichese, that by tarubis there's chorus also. Zoktaisvis, Ainli Elo Kuloi Miktsosoi Minai, Bepere Kola Menoches Bois Matze, Meforish Abaye. So Abaye says Pshat as follows. Ainli Elo Kuloi, Dahainu Kizayas, because Yesh Koimitz will see that Kedet Pochus Mishnei Zeisek, Miktsosoi Chatzizayas Minai. That's how Abaye learns Pshat in the Baraisa. Verova Omar Hosam Dahochikoma, Ainli Elo Koimitz Kuloi. Mitzas koimetz minayim, masik osam, de ike beinayu, da baye sovo, de yesh koimetz bepochois mi beis zeisim. You can have a koimetz which is less than two zeisim, da hainu kezayis. That means it's possible that there should be a koimetz a zayis. Lekach meforish kuloi kezayis. So memele, so na mikzose is marbe, there's a ktore of pochos mi kezayis, in yechayim. So vonami di yesh haktore bepoches mizay. Va'af al gav de bepeire keitza tzoylen, omer Rabbi Yeshua, kol hazvochim shebetoire shenishtayim hem kezayis boso u kezayis chaylev, zeyrik es hadon. Now Rabbi Yeshua holds further in keitza tzoylen, the yesod im ein boso ein do. That means as follows. You can only make zrik es hadam if there's one of two factors. Either there's bosor to be mater bachile, the zrikas adam, besides being meratzef on the balakom, the zrikas adam does two other things. It's mater the achilas habosor, and it's mater the achilas hamizbeach. That means after zriki you can be makter the chaylem on the mizbeach. After zrike you could be oichel the bosor. So Rabbi Yeshua says, if there's no boso, if there's not left over, got lost, or got ruined, if you don't have, before the zrika, at least a kezayis boso lechel, or you don't have at least a kezayis chaylev lahakte, there's no zrika. If the zrika won't be matter, either achilas odom, achilas mizbeach, there's no zrika. So Rabbi Yeshua said, Omer Rabbi Yeshua, kol azvochim shebetoire, shenishtayim hem kezayis boso, ur kezayis chaylev, ur kezayis av chaylev, zoyrik es hadam. Aber weiss doch ois von Rabbi Yeshua, what if you have three quarters of a zayis av chaylev, you will not be zoyrik the dam, because that doesn't have a shem haktore. So we have here a tane that says, klo, that ein haktore poches mikezayis. Mash b'dein haktore b'poches mikezayis. So what did Abaye do with Rabbi Yeshua? Abaye is over here, miktosei is marbe, that there's a haktore poches mikezayis. So the Tosfos, och ha'ainu taime, mishum de sovar, di yesh koimetz b'poches mibezayisim, im keng sheriba ha'kosov, chatzi koimetz, al koch ribo, Chatzi Zayis. If the Dvar Shmuel is choike, what is Pshat and Tosfos Teretz? I mean, L'choire, Tosfos Es HaKashe, that we see that Rabbi Yeshua holds that Ein HaKtor HaPochus Mikazayis. So what does Tosfos answer? So Tosfos answers, Abaye holds, here there is HaKtor HaPochus Mikazayis. Because if he holds Yesh Koimetz Kazayis, so Mikzos is Pochus Mikazayis. So what is the Teretz to the Kashe? I mean, that's how he learned it. But Taisus fragt, "Is that Rabbi Yeshua halfach nitazoi?" Yeshua's dachatane. So the Dvar Shmuel has two mahalchim. One Mahalach, he says, so could be a buyer holds that Haktoras Koimitz is different. I mean, that's Haktoras Imurim. The Yisod of Rabbi Yeshua is by Haktoras Amurim, ain't Haktoras Poches Mikizayis. But by Haktoras Koimitz, the Koimitz of a Minche, in Minche there's a different shear. There's a different shear. That there, there's Haktoras Poches Mikizayis. This is Haktoras Imurim, this is Haktoras Minche. Or he wants to say, and that's maybe the Taisus someplace else that says this, that there's a chilk between mitzvahs haktore and the isar haktore of soil. Mitzvahs haktore is taki bekezayis. The mitzvahs haktore of a mincha will also be a kezayis. But here we have a ribui and the isar haktore of soil. So here we have a ribui that the isar haktore of soil is anapochus mikezayis. So it's no kashin. Rabbi Yeshua is speaking about mitzvahs haktore and Abai is speaking about the isar haktore. It's very interesting, like Taisus just says how the drosha was, which we knew before also the drosha. Taisus, the Chayre doesn't point out what the chilik is. If the chilik is, menaches are different, or the iser is different, Taisus just brings down the drosha. The rov is of en kaimitz of poches mi beiseis, en aktore be poches mi zeis. Man shamet lay the dorish kol, Rabbi Elezer. So Memele, so the Gemara proved from this Baraisa that Rabbi Elezer darshens ki kol, because the Tan of this Baraisa darshens kol, and who darshens kol? Rabbi Elezer. So you see Rabbi Elezer darshens ki kol. Tractatus Afal gab the Rabbi Kiva nami darish kol beperik hataruvis. Rabbi Elezer isn't the only person that darshens kol. Rabbi Kiva also darshens kol beperik hataruvis. Gabi kol chatas lekash. Tractatus nitshver. So what do you say? That this Barais is going according to Rabbi Kiva. I feel the Yeke Rabbi Kiva. About Kaponim I see. Rabbi Kiva darshens kol in kikol. So I have a posse kikol oichel machmetzes. So I have to darshen according to Rabbi Kiva two droshes. One from the kol and one from the kikol. So back to the same kasha. So from the kikol, we should be mar betaruvis lakoris. Mikol mokim, da feel the Yeke Rabbi Kiva, mikol mokim le mishtane tan de leime. She yetaruvis chometz bekoris. So let it be Rabbi Kiva. But we also have a kasha. We don't find a tanda that holds that there's koris by taruvis chometz. So why doesn't anyone darshan this kiko? For oy nira lari. Now the Ri wants to tell us a new yesod. Da filu le rabbonon de loidorshi hochi kol. Filu the rabbonon here who don't darshan kol. Dorshi ba'alme, but does that mean b'shita they don't darshan kol? Here they don't darshan kol, but other places they do darshan kol. Bereish merube domar kol ribuyehu perksheini desukye gabi kol ezroch. So they darshan. This is not only that Gemara isn't going according to Davke to Rabbi Elezer to Rabbi Kiva. It's going according to the Chachamim also. The Davke hoche loidorshi. That what Asugi says that the Rabbonon don't darshan kol, that means here they don't darshan kol. What is here different? Bidovo she'ein svora le'rabbis. By something that the svora holds you should not be marbe. Kigoy. Eiruvoi misvora taruvis, there shouldn't be a lav. Chigoy noshim misvora noshim should not be chayiv b'chometz b'shemekeshe. Chagoyin mikzas the baal saktiru. Misvora also you shouldn't be chayiv poches mikoynes. Hochi perushi keman kerabeleze the dorish kol. Afilu le dovo she'ein svora le rabbis. Chagoyin eruvoi, chagoyin noshim. Vakomanami de rabbona, vahokomanami de rabbona le dorishi kol. Al kaponim Taisvi says it's not a machlekes in shite. Do you darshan kol or don't you darshan kol? Because in Yisod everyone darshan's kol. When the halacha that we derive from the kol stims with the svore. The machloikis, Rabbi Elezer and the Chachomim is, if the svore chitzoyne is menaged this halacha, what do you do? It's a very interesting machloikis the way Taisus puts it down. We find, the Gemara says, Lama likra svore. So we see from this Gemara that svore is mechayev halachis. And at Heichen Advar Magim, why need even a posik to tell me this? Lama likra svaru. So Hilcheis HaTeure can be built and derived from svaru. That's me Rab Chaim asks, and that Gemara, how do you know that a svaru can make halachas? I mean, what's the Gemara's kash svaru? Maybe the Seichel Anushi can't make halachas. Lama likra svaru. So Rab Chaim says, one of the Yud Gimel Midas is a Kal V'chaimah. A Kal V'chaimah is svaru. That is the mid of Kal V'chaimah. The mid of Kal V'chaimah is a mid of svaru. So you see that the Torah said that one can be mechadish halachas al pi svaru. So the Gemara is lama likra svaru. That's pshat in the Gemara, lama likra svaru. Al kaponim, we see the svaru of a person can be mechadish halachas. Now we have here a very interesting machloikis tanoim. If what, Tzemayishpo, Taisva says, misvara taruva should not be like it, whatever the svara should be. Misvara taruva should not be like it. So now I have a kol machmetzes loisaychelu. So I have here a conflict. Mitzad echad I have here a ribui, and mitzad acher I have here a svara. So there was a machloikis tanoim, what do you do in such a case? So the chachomim held, listen, teire, svara is teire. The svara anushi says that you're not chayiv on taruvis. So you have a kol, you have a problem. But the problem won't make me change the svara. So therefore they didn't darshan the kol. That was the mahalach of the chachomim. Rabbi Lezer holds, no, I have a ribui, so you doiche the svara. Svara is only as a mokim. If I don't have a raya from the Torah fakert, if I have a ribui, so that shows here we don't go basa svara. Kaponim, it's very interesting. We have a machloikis tanoim. What one does when there's a conflict between the svara and a ribui, what do you do then? Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Ravabo, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Kol isurim shebetoire ein heter mitztaref leiser chutz me isurei nozer shrei omra teira mishras. Let us see Rashi. Ein heter mitztaref leiser ochal chatzi zayis chaylev vachatzi zayis boso bebas achas. A person ate bebas achas a zayis. Half of it, well, he had a half a zayis of basar and a half a zayis of chaylev. Is ein heter mashlim ashir ho iser lechayvoy. He has to eat a kezayis. So we don't say that the achilas habasar is mashlim the shir ho iser. He only had a half a zayis chaylev. So memele, it's not mashlim. Chutz me isurei nozer. By isurei nozer, we have such a chiddush. Shim ochal chatzi zayis anovim, v'chatzi zayis lechem bebas achas, chayiv. So then, one is chayiv. Shrei omro teire, mishras anovim lo yishte. That the pasuk says, mishras anovim lo yishte. One should not eat a mishras anovim. Something that is soaking in anovim, or in the liquid of anovim. So what does that mean? Al shriyas pitoy biyai. So the pasuk means, if a person soaked his challah in wine, so the pasuk says, mishras anovim lo yishte. So Rashi says, v'i ike miyayin lechude kezayis lo malikro. So if you're eating a kezayis of yayin, so why do you need a posik to tell me this? As a rest mitzvah, he's eating challah also, so this is gefelach. Why do you need a posik? So al kochach, the posik comes to tell us as follows, that when he's soaking his challah with yayin, he does not have a kezayis of yayin. He has a half a zayis of yayin and a half a zayis of pas. And the posik is telling us that even though the sheer chiyuv of Nozir is a kezayis, afal pikein, but by Nozir there's a special alochel hetel mitzaref leiser. We can be mitzaref the achilas hetel, the achilas chatzizayis pas together with the achilas chatzizayis yayin. and he's chayiv malchus, but that's only by nazir, because I have a gzeiras hakosav of mishas. This is the memra of Rabbi Yochanan. Now others were geiras v'chol mishas that we learn out from here hetem etzav leisa from the ribuy of kol. Like you've seen it. No, it's not because of the v'chol. It's mishas alone. The mishas alone is moira of hetem etzav leisa. Ve'is the garsile. Others are geiras it. Others are goyres, this v'chol, and they say that filo according to the rabbonon, that the don't darshin kol, the darshin v'chol, and we may learn out from v'chol mishchas hetem etzav lisa. But lohi, Rashi says it's not true. The bechina lekamon, the Gemara will ask later in the sugya, haimi boy lelech desanya, mishchas litein tam keikel. That mishras comes to tell me tam keikir vim ise. So that was how can you darshan hetem it's darav leisa? I need mishras for tam keikir vim ise neim alei ano time the dimi v'chol. If this we darshan from v'chol, so what's the gemara's kasha? There's tam keikir lo enough for mishras and v'chol I darshan hetem it's darav leisa. Elam so al kochach vaystois. There's no such girsa. No, we learn that from the mashmois of mishras. We don't dash in bechlal v'chol. That was Rabbi Yochanan's memory. Bechol ha'teira kula ein heta mitzarev le'isa chutz mi'isurei nozer. Let us see, Toisvus chutz mi'isurei nozer. Afal gav dechates nami koma lekamon la Rabbi Yochanan heta mitzarev le'isa. So why do you say chutz mi'isurei nozer? It means in Chulin, we only find our loch of hetem etzav leisa only by Noza. By Kotshim is Nachazach. That is Rabbi Yochanan's memory. Uzeiri Omar Af Tsa'ir Bal Taktiru. And Zeiri says that by Sa'ir, we had before by Sa'ir is a din. We hear that Rosh of Miktsosoi, Eruvoi, we'll see Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos what case we're speaking about, but let's just say the words of the Gemara. Ziri Oma Av Seir Bal Taktiru. By Seir, we also see the Haloch of Hetha Mitzraf Lisa. Frek the Gemara, Kiman Kirabalozo, the Dorish Kol. So Kochor Ziri, if Ziri says that there's another case of Hetem Etzav Leisa, that's by Haktore. Zakoch, that's according to the standard that Darshan's Miktsosei, Eruvoi. Zakoch, Ziri is going according to Rabbi Lezer, the Dorish Kol. Yehochi, Frekti Gemore, if Ziri passes like Rabbi Lezer, he wants to tell us all the cases in the Torah that we hold Hetem Etzav Leisa, why did he only say Sa'ir, by Aktore Sa'ir, Kaman Kebeleza Darash Kol, Ihochi Le'inyin Chometz Bepesach Nami. So why didn't Zeiri say by Chometz Bepesach also Heta Mitztarev Lisa? So we see from the Gemara now that the Gemara Lem Shat Rabbeleza, that word Rabbeleza is Marbe Taruvis Chometz, that means Heta Mitztarev Lisa, that he ate a half a Zayis of Chometz and a half a Zayis of other Inyonim. And al tzadin of hetem etzav leisa, he's like it. And for the gemara, ein achinami. Ziri take holds as more than two cases that there's hetem etzav leisa. If Ziri paskin light chabaleza, and Ziri holds that is a din of hetem etzav leisa by haktore, who adin this adin of hetem etzav leisa by chometz? Aye, so why did he only mention aktore? Ulafuki midabayis. The omar yesh aktore lepoches mikizayis. Kamash blond aktore lepoches mikizayis. He said the mechuvin of Ziri was not only to say another case, because if he want to say cases, he has more than one case to say. Ki b'maisav chometz also. The mechuvin of Ziri was to be chaylik with Abaye. Abaye said, Yesh aktore poches mikizayis. Aziri wants to come and tell us, no, ein aktore poches mikizayis. And the only reason you're chayiv is because hetem etzaref lis. Zogt Rashi. Af seir bar taktiru. Now this is the memra of Ziri, that by seir, there's also din of hetem etzaref lisa. Nami hetem etzaref lisa. Chatzi zayis koimetz de soil, vechatzi zayis de matze, ve'einon me'urovim, elekol echod nikel. So Ziri is telling us, we'll see soon in Rashi, the miktsosoi, that we had darshan before. Ein li elekuloi, when are you chayv only, if you are makter a koimetz, which is a kezayis? Miktosai, how do you know Yechayiv if you're makter akoimetz poches mikizayis? So Abaye learned pshat, what's a taishach koimetz poches mikizayis? You were makter say poches mikizayis, that means you were makter apoches mikizayis alone. And we see from here, yesh haktor apoches mikizayis. Ziri learned no, that the posik is telling us that you're a chayiv and a haktor is, Poches mikizayis of soil, but how is it? I ain't actor of poches mikizayis. Now the posik is telling us that hetem it's taraf leisa. That's what the posik is telling us. If you will take a half a zayis of matz and a half a zayis of soil, and you'll be makterit, so you'll be chayv an actor of soil. So that's the miktosa. Even though in the soil it's only a half a zayis, but since you are a mashlamid with a half a zayis of matzah, we say hetem itzav leisa, and it's called aktar zayis and yechayim. Kirab olez et adarish kol la'el, umahos and nafkelei kadamor alel, miktsosei minayin, tamaloy mekol, adarish lehochi, miktsosei minayin, chatsi zayis oir, vechatsi zayis matzah imoy. So the Gemara, so if he holds like a balozo, so afilu chometz nami, domrinan ale iruvay belav, and now the Gemara held, what is the iruvay of Rabbeleza? V'ayno nami hetem etztarev leisa. That's pshat, a half a zayis chometz, and a half a zayis other ingredients. Mishani eino chinami. That's true. The chometz bePesach etem etzav leisa. According to Ziri holds chometz bePesach. You do say etem etzav leisa. Why did Nokat soil? Why did he only mention soil? Afukim idabai. Dama b'menachis bePerek kol menachis boish yesh aktor bePorches mikizayis. Abaye had said from this miktsos we can learn not a new chiddush din that is aktor bePorches mikizayis. V'chayiv aktor soil kol dublei boitziru. Mitaritz lebraise delel abaye learns pshat the braise hochi engli elikizayis chatzizayis minayin talmud loy mekol v'yalef mino and abaye learned out from this braise the Shaktor lepoches mikizayis kamash melon kumt uns ziri to tell us no, that is not pshat the bereise. The ein aktor, the bereise never came to be marbe aktor of a poches mikizayis. The ike tzirif in, if you were metzarif in matzah to be mashlam the shir, then you chayv on this aktor. Be loy, but if you weren't metzarif, you're not. So Ziri is just coming to voice his opinion to tell us that number one, he paskens like Rabbi Lezer, but number two, that he holds that Rabbi Lezer, who was Marbe Miktsosai, the Rebbe Miktsosai, was only on Hetem Etzaref Leisa. But Achatzi Zayis, Ktor of Achatzi Zayis alone, he wasn't Mechayim. That is how Rashi learned Pshat in Ziri. So it comes out by Emerson, Ziri learns theoretically like Abaye. Yesh koimetz poches mishnei zeisim, that a koimetz could be a zayis. Miktosi is a poches mizayis. He holds like Abaye in that likude. But what the chiddush of a poches mikizayis that yechayiv anaktor is, there is chaylik an Abaye. Abaye holds that the Chiddush HaKroi is that Yesh HaKtor Epochas Mikazayis, and Abaye and Ziri hold that the Chiddush HaKroi is that you say Hetha Mitzdafleis. Keman Kerabelezer de Dorishko. Let us see Toisvis. Nira Leri, the Zeire Mashmalei de Sa'oir Hetha Mitzdaref Leisa. Zeiri holds that by Seir Hetha Mitzdaref Leisa, not from Mikzosai, not the way Rashi said Pshat, that Zeiri learns like Abaye. No, the Mekor of Hetha Mitzdaref Leisa from Zeiri is Eruvei Minai. We'll see soon. Eruvei. Talmud Loima Kiko. Umiderobi Eruvei, in Kein Hetha Mitzdaref Leisa. Now, where do we see Hetha Mitzdaref Leisa Dafke from Eruvei, not from Mikzosai? So Taisu says, Pungfakert, Vahainu Kedarove. Ziri holds like Rove. The Lidi Day, Hochi Pirushi. According to Rove, Pshat in the Brais is as follows. Serbaltaktiru, that means Kuloi. Kuloi means a Koimetz, which is at least two Kizais. Mikzosai minayim, Aina Zayi Sholem. So memele, so weiter. So there's a ribui and a mikzas koimit, a kaponim, which is aktore zayis. A ruvoi minayin, according to Rove, means that you have a half a zayis of soir and a half a zayis of matzah, and that's the chiddush of Hetha Mitzdaref Leisa. Aval Abaye, the meforish mikzose minayin chatzi zayis, according to Abaye that holds that Mikzos means a chatzis ayis leishach hetem etzav leisa. Why didn't hetem etzav leisa? Ta'amashu de'isa lechudei mechayim. Then you don't need hetem etzav leisa. Amashu yoso chayim. According to Abaye, there's a yeshak tor apochus mekezayis. You don't need bechlal hetem etzav leisa. Rashi said that in the drosh he holds like Abaye, but in the poil yoitzi from the drosh is chaylik on Abaye. Taisu says he holds in Gansen like Rove in his Droshi Darsen from Eruva. His mamish Rove's Achosim. So now Taisu says, but according to Rabbi, there's no mokim of Hetem Etzav Leisa because I call Sheyosachai. That's the Taish Mikzosai. For ho de marbe Eruvoi, I, according to Rabbi, why do you need Eruvoi? If a mashu is Chayiv, why do you need Eruvoi? Heinuk shen misarev legamri, v'loi ome she yizbato lo iser agave heta. Eruvei according to Abaye is not heta mitzdaref leisa. Eruvei according to Abaye is that you don't say it becomes bottle. I would think it becomes bottle, the mikzah soil. It's kamash malon, it doesn't become bottle. But that's according to Abaye. So according to Abaye, there's no mocking for heta mitzdaref leisa. Oho, the komar keman krabelezer the dorish kol. So why does the Gemara say it's going according to Rabelezer? Mishum the rabbonon af al gav the dorshi kiko loimuk mele la rabbis eruve el rabbis mikzosa. Now, so Taisve says that we have here two droshes, kol and kiko. So according to Rabelezer, that Tarshan's kol, so kol goes on Mikzosai, according to Rove, Mikzosai means a Kezayis, and Kikol comes on Eruvoi, which is also a Kezayis, but Hetem Mitzdaref Leisa. So according to Rabelezer, I have two droshes, so from the Kikol, I can be Malbe Hetem Mitzdaref Leisa. According to the Rabbonim, kol they don't Darshan, they only Darshan Kikol, so Kikol comes on Mikzosai, Mikzosai is a Kezayis. So according to the Rabbonim, you don't have a din of Hetem Mitzdaref Leisa. That is how Taisus learns Pshat in the Gemara. The Rashi Pirish, so that what the Gemara says, Keman Kerabeleza the Dorish Kol, the Gemara really doesn't mean, not that we dash from the Kol, we dash from the Kikol, but according to Rabeleza, there is a Kol, so he is a Kikol, and from the Kikol, we mal behetam et star of Lisa. The Rashi Pirish, the Ziri Mashmalei Mikzas Einu Chatzi Zayis Koimetz the Soil, the Chatzi Zayis the Matzah. Be'ein morovin, elokol echod nikah. That's how Rashi learns Pshat. Rashi said Ziri holds like a bay in Yisod, but he holds that the Mikzosai means a Chatzi Zayis Seir and a Chatzi Zayis Matzah. Koshali leperushay tuve. Chode lehavi ziri leika baye veleike rove. That's modne. Some ziri was after them. So it's not like a baye, not like rove. A baye learned mitzosa means a halbe zayis. Period. You don't need to have to mitzvah, Lisa. Rove holds mitzosa means a zayis. And all of a sudden Ziri comes in and says Mitzosi means Hatam Etzav Lisa. It's modern. For oid, my koma kiman kerabalosa, a kerabona nami yosye, doki kol doshi, umikmin alei, a Mitzosi, dein Hatam Etzav Lisa, la peir shakuntres. Why, according to Rashi, vektach toisvis, so Ziri does not have to hold a kabalosa. If the drosh is from Mitzosi, everyone holds Mitzosi. A fellow the rabbonon also holds Mitzosi. Rabbi Lezer dashes mikzosai from kol, and Iruvi dashes from kikol. The Rabbonin dashes from kikol mikzosai. So why does the Gemara say, Abba mikzosai everyone holds? So why does the Gemara say that Ziri is only going according to Rabbi Lezer? Oi, another kash. Bechomet minolon taruvis. Given the tzorich kro leheter mitztarev leisa. Now, if we say that chomet is coming, for Heta Mitztarev Le'Isser, and Rashi says, what is the case of Heta Mitztarev Le'Isser? A half a Zayis of Anovim, and half a Zayis of Paz, a half a Zayis of Seir, and a half a Zayis of Matzah, but it's not Ma'uriv, Rashi says. Oh, by Chometz, to be Malbe Taruvis, if we are Malbe Heta Mitztarev Le'Isser, which is applicable, Afilub, and both are Ben, so how do you know a Chiddush of Taruvis when it's not Ben? Given the tzorach called the hetam et tzav leisa. Ve'oide le perish akuntre tzorach loime mikzosei minayim, perish chatzi zayis isa, ve'chatzi zayis heter, she'ena merovim yachat, di loy hochi hayni erev. So from Rashi you see klo, that mikzosei means when both are ben, lekame gabi chatas mashme, then hetam et tzav leisim, loy she'yis arev ve'isa ve'eter yachat. Later we see that it is only considered, that's what Taisus learns in the Gemara, we'll see later Rashi doesn't learn like that, but Taisus learns that the Gemara that tells us the aloche of Heta Mitzav Le'Isar by Kochim, it says at Sheyiv La'Bifsoro, so Taisus learns in that Gemara, that the Gemara means the holding of Heta Mitzav Le'Isar is, if you have, it became one entity, the Heta with the Isar, then the heter is mitzarev to the isa. So Taisus means to say, according to Rashi, the Taisus is asking the Gemara further that there's no such union of heter mitzarev for isa if you have two dvorim nifrodim, even though you eat them bebasachas or you makta them bebasachas. So the Gemara asked on Ziri, why didn't he mention Chometz bePesach? Ziri is a kocher going according to Rabbi Lezer. So Taisvus Rabbi Yochanan leimotzi porich, the ihu leidorish kol. Ziri is going according to Rabbi Lezer that Tarshan's kol. So my male Gemara asks, speak about Chometz also, but Rabbi Yochanan, you can't ask Akash why he didn't mention Chometz, because he doesn't darshan kol. Im time of a perik pascha de yume darish Rabbi Yochanan mikol chaylev, the chatzi shir osor min ha-teire. The Sfas Emes wants to learn pshat in Taisus, that Taisus is asking, so since Rabbi Yochanan holds that chatzi shir is osor min ha-teire, so he should mention Tarubes Chometz also, leigore mi chatzi shir. And for Taisvis, why merely they dorish elali isure, alavalis chayiv malchus kmei b'shir loy v'chein gabi chometz. So Taisvis says here we're talking about malchus. We're not talking about isurim. So therefore, he only mentioned mishras with your loyke on hetem etzav leisa, but on taruvis chometz with ezachat shishir. Since you're not loykes, he didn't speak about it. He's only speaking about cases with his malchus. Zogt de Gemara weiter. Yosef Rav Dimi ve Koma lo lohoshmaite. Rabdimiter over the Shmaite de Rabbi Yochanan. This whole, yeah, what Rabbi Yochanan said. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan said, Bechol ha-toyre kule, ein heter mitzaref le-iser, chutz from Nozer, chutz from Yisurei Nozer. Omalei Abaye le-Rabdimi. So Abaye asked Rabdimi, Bechol Yisurin she-betoyre ein heter mitzaref le-iser? Are you telling me, Kol Yisurim she-betoyre ein heter mitzaref le-iser? Pasnan, we learned a Mishnah in Tful Yoyim. The Mishnah says as follows. Now, the Val will learn Pshat in the Mishnah, Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos how to learn Pshat in the Mishnah. The Val will learn the Mishnah the way Rashi learns the Mishnah. Pasnan, the Mishnah says as follows. Hamikve shel Trume. The person has cereal that's made out of Trume. That means he had the wheatina, he had wheat cereal, whatever it was made out of truma. Vahashum vahashemen shalchulam. Now he had some spices in this cereal, and the spices were chulam. And Rashi learns that everything was ma'uriv. That means you had here a tafshil, which was, the main tafshil was truma. And there was ma'uriv in the tashshul. There was knabel. There was oil there of chulin. V'noga tvu yoim b'miktzosol. And that tvu yoim touched this tashshul. Doesn't matter what he touched. If he touched, he don't have to. Maybe touched part of the oil. Maybe he touched part of the shum. Maybe he touched the mikveh. He touched it, the Tvul Yoyim touched it. So we have here different ingredients. The mikveh is trume, so he's paiseles a trume. The shum and shaman is chulen. So it says in the Mishneh, paiseles kulam. The whole thing has a din trume, and the tfeilim to the mikveh, the shum and shaman, also has a din trume. So whatever he touched, paiseles kulam. The whole thing is paiseles. That means that Tvul Yoyim is paisel as a trume, so mamela, the whole thing is possible. Now let's speak about a fakelta case. Hamikve shel chulin. Here you have a chulindike cereal. Vahashum vahashemen shel trume. The shum and shemen is trume. Vinoga Tvul Yoyim b'miktsosa. And here also the same thing. The Tvul Yoyim touched in a mikzas of this taruvis. He touched, it's a ba'uriv. It could be he touched mikveh, could be he touched shum, could be he touched shemen. He touched a mikzas of the taruvis. Here it says, and the ikir of the taruvis is the mikveh is chulun. Loiposa elo mokeim magoi bilvat. So here it says a very interesting halacha. The place where he touched is posel. The whole thing is not posel. But what he touched is posel. And that means if he touched a little of the mikveh over here, so this little mikveh is posel. Now this mikveh is chulin. This mikveh is chulin. The shum and shemen is trume, but the mikveh is chulin. Afal pikein, we have a very interesting halacha. That the mokim magoi is posel. Vahavinan bo, and we ask the kasha, mokim magoi amai psula, why is the mokim that he touched posel? Habotli lohu tavlin beroiv. The tavlin is bottle beroiv. Let's not explain the kasha yet. But the Gemara asked that the tavlin should be bottle beroiv, so because of this, if the tavlin will be bottle beroiv, so the mokim magoi should also be tohil. But Omar Rabbe Bar Bachone, matam, so Rabbe Bar Bachone answered this shaila, you know why it's not bottle beroiv, you know why the trume is not, the shum shel trume, you know why it's not bottle beroiv, Hoyol v'zo leike aleihem b'kezayis. Since a zo, when he'll eat a kezayis, he'll beget malchus, so therefore it is not bottle boy. We don't understand the Gemara's teretz either. But let's just go a little further. Heichi domi, lav mishum de heter mitztaref le'isa. He says, we have here a Mishnah, just let's without explaining the protim of the Mishnah. But the Mishnah, the second half of the Mishnah says as follows. You have here cereal which is chulin. You have here spices which are tumen. It says a tvul yoim touch. Now we know the halacha tvul yoim cannot passel chulin, a tvul yoim passels tumen. Now a tvul yoim touched a miktsas of this cereal. And for all practical purposes, he touched the cereal, which is chulin. He touched the chulin. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, that that place where he touched is pasul, which alone is very difficult to understand. Why is that pasul? It's chulin. We'll come to that. Then the Gemara asks another kasha. The Gemara asks, why doesn't the trume, the shum, become bottle? And that the Gemara answered that Rabbi Baba Chana said at Teretz, Hoyul v'zor loik aleim b'kezayis. Since a zor be loik b'achilas kezayis, that's why the shum doesn't become bottle. And the Gemara understood that this means heter mitztaref le'isa. Now let us see Rashi to try to understand the shakel of the Gemara. Zogt Rashi. Lahosh ma'ite de Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbimi said over this Shmaita of Rabbi Yochanan, that b'chol ha-teira kula ein heter mitztarev le'isa. Ha-mikve tavshil kofui v'ov. You have a gelled tavshil, a thick tavshil, shel trume, that's the reisha, kegoin daise, v'ashum v'ha-shemen anesunim boi le'tablem oyu shel chula. That was put into it, that was chula. So if the mikve was trume, posel as kolak deira. So the whole thing becomes posel. The mikve iker, it's a tapshel of trume, utvuyayim posel as a trume. You don't look at the minute particles which are ma'uriv in the mikve which are chulen. This has a din of a tapshel shel trume, and it's posel. If it's the other way around, that the mikve is chulen, and the tavlinin are trume, so then it says, Mokim magoi amai posel, hobotlu lohu tablin berube. Zogt Rashi, de kosalke daitach dimue midarabonon hu daoso. The Gemara held that dimue is midarabonon. We'll come back to this Rashi. For oma rabbe bar bachone, dimue midiraisu. You ask the kasha. That let it become bottle because dimua zadarabono, no, dimua midaraisu, bizor loika olov bekezayis, and a zor will get malkis. Mishum diyesh shame trumalo, because it has a shame trume hilkach, legabi tume nami shame trumalo. So Lagabi Tume also has a shame trume. Umiulechamirake truma atzmo lifsel es kulon. But it is not as chomer as truma alone, lifsel es kulon. Now to understand what Rashi is saying, Dachsachmer, we have to give two agdomas. Agdoma number one, we have mentioned before, and that Amid Zayin, Amid Aleph, we hear over there, Hamedume is potter min hachala. Medume means, let us first get translations. Medume means that Trume fell into Chulam. That's a Taich Medume. The halacha is that Trume is bottle b'meya. If you have meya halakim of Chulam connected to Trume, it's bottle. Less than meya, it's called Medume. It's not bottle. If this is min ha-teiro or min ha-rabonon, that's debatable. We hear, see in Rashi, kasal kadaitach, medum is ha-rabonon, min ha-teiro it's bottle. the maskone bedum is a deraisa. So we have here in Rashi, if this din dimu is a deraisa a derabonan, as a shakla v'tayin, the gemara m'sochem daf mendal dom edala. But we had mentioned a meiridike bir, and Taisis here also mentions it. What is this inyan of medume? We would poshut understand if trume falls into chulin, you're not allowed to eat it because it doesn't be, if it doesn't become bottle, you're not allowed to eat it. Why? Because there's some trume here. And when I'm eating, I might come to eat the trume. If it's a bottle, it's a bottle. If it's not a bottle, I'm eating the trume. Taisvis in Mesechtas Nidadach Mem Zayin says, no, that's not the Taitz Dimua. The Chiddush of Dimua is, if 1 ounce of trume falls into 90 ounces of chulin, we consider like we have 91 ounces of trume. The trume makes the chulin trume. It has Hashem trume. I mean, so the whole thing has Hashem trume. That is the halacha of Dimua. The whole thing has a Shem Trume. So Memele, let us go to the second Rashi. Now we'll see Moira Dikazachan in the second Rashi. The second Rashi says, Boma Rabba Babachone Dimua Midereise. And we just said before, the gather of Dimua Midereise means, that mean HaTorah, the whole thing gets a Shem Trume. Even though you have 1 ounce of Trume, but it gets a Shem Trume. That's the din of Dimua. If it's not bottle, the whole chulin is nishapach liyes ketrume. V'zor like all of bekezayis. Mishum, the yesh shame trume Allah. It has a shame trume. Why, if you eat it, why is the mua also min ha-toire? Because the whole thing has a shame trume. So that's why you're not allowed to eat it. Hilkach, so it has a shame trume. If it has a Shem Trume Ligabi Isarachile, the Chulin is a Shem Trume Ligabi Isarachile, Hilkach Ligabi Tume Nami Shem Trumalo. So therefore, it has a Shem Trume Ligabi Chulin. Ligabi Tume. Ligabi Tume. So therefore, we asked before Akasha, we have over here a serial of Chulin with Tavlinim of Trume. So he asked Akasha, let the Tavlinim become bot. So the Moshe said, no, he holds Dimua D'Araisa, Faker. Doesn't become bot. Not only doesn't it become bottle, the Chulin becomes Trume. The Chulin, but that doesn't, I said the wrong terminology. Not the Chulin becomes Trume, the Chulin gets Hashem Trume, whatever this means. So therefore, it gets Hashem Trume, you're not allowed to eat it, because it has Hashem Trume, number one. And number two, so Rashi says, that if it has Hashem Trume, so it's Mekabel Trume from Atful Yayim also. Trume is Mekabel Trume from Atful Yayim. Frektach Rashi Akashe. So if this whole Dimua has Hashem Trume, so the Aloche should be, if the Tful Yayim touched a Mikzas, the whole thing should become Tome, because the whole thing is Hashem Trume. That's Rashi's Kashe. Hilke gabi tume nami shem truma lo. Umiyu loy chamira ki truma atzma lifsoil eskula. Rashi says, no, it's only Hashem truma. It's not truma. So memele, so therefore Rashi differentiates between the first case and the second case. The first case that it was mikvo shel trume, it wasn't Hashem trume. It was trume. So memela, so then there's aloche, that noga b'miktsosoi, so posel es kuloi, because the whole thing is trume. So when you metame something, you don't have to touch every particle. You touch one entity, you touch b'miktsos, the whole thing becomes trume. That is when the whole thing is trume. Here the whole thing is really medume. It's not trume. It's the dimua. Trume fell into chulin. We have here a mixture of a ma'at trume peroy chulin. But the din is dimua's midereise. So dimua midereise means that the whole thing gets a shem trume. It has a shem trume, but it's not really trume. So in the shem trume, we say as follows. Number one, we say that the Maki Magoi is possible, because the Maki Magoi is touching something that has a shame trume. So That's Mekabel Tumah. But since this is only a Shem Tumah, and it is not really Tumah, so therefore we are Magbel the Tumah. The Tumah is only Chal on the Mokim Magoi, and is not Chal on the rest of the mikveh. So therefore the rest of the mikveh is Toyer, the Mokim Magoi is Tumah.